Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all the crap we love to talk about on your props. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
How are you? Getting your lower back settled over there?
Yeah, I'm getting comfy.
Oh, it's my back.
It's my just back. Getting comfy, you know, trying to find some sort of angle.
Yeah, we're on couches nice. This week, which is very lovely, with the glamorous Acast Studios, New York City. It's been a joy.
It's been a joy. I'm just, I'm sitting here, I'm reclining on the sofa, but I see myself and when I recline, I'm all the way like your head's up here and I'm all the way down here and I'm like sinking in.
You're also really far from your mic now.
Well, but this is I'm too far.
Or you
far.
Can get that other pillow.
I've got a pillow
stack.
No, I'm just going to do this. There we go. This is a reclining friendly microphone now. Go on, Ronnie. Tell everyone.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Southern Hospital Day. We are here in New York doing our cabaret. It is tomorrow night, Friday night, the 5th at 7 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. Eastern time. You can stream that. Get tickets at watchwhatcrappens.com or on our Instagram link in bio. You can buy tickets up to showtime. Watch it for a week after. It's a big party in there. It's a lot of comments and it's like a chat room and stuff. So that's really fun. Thanks to everybody who came last night. And we'll see you then. Also, if you want this video recap, you can get videos. Also, bonus episodes. This week was a Love Island cast preview kind of thing. And I do a weekly blog recap of all the shows. So if you want to read some old TVgasm, Trash Talk TV style blogs, that's free. Just sign up over at our Patreon, patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. Let's jump right into it, right?
Would love nothing more.
Southern Hospitality.
Would love nothing more in this episode.
Southern Hospital.
Yeah.
Will we ever see what's happening at On Air, the new restaurant bar?
Will we ever? So, guess what? Very exciting for this cast. Their first ever real deal reunion that was not just a bunch of stools crammed together in the Bravo clubhouse. They got an actual set where they made it look like Republic. So everyone arrives, which means they also got their first ever, or at least as far as I can remember, maybe they did it last year. Okay. They are getting an arrival montage. Oh my God, happy reunion day. I'm tired. I'm sleepy. Well, you look crazy. Oh, little things under your eyes. Whoa, no crying today. All yeah. That good stuff.
Michaels is like, oh, my mom was like, you're so ugly when you cry. I love his mom. I'm starting to love his mom. She was so mean to him. But I don't know. I'm kind of loving it. She's like, oh God, please don't cry. You look so ugly when you cry.
So Maddie's like, I just want to get on stage and get this over with. I was like, yeah, no, I want, you know what I want to get over? Being Joey Bottles. I want to go from being Joey Bottles to like Joey W9 Fuller Outer. Just be like an adult, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, okay, whatever, Joe. It's going to be like really hard for me not to be like Molly Moore's like fucking ass. Like she's a compulsive liar and like so is her twin, Mia.
So Brad checks on TJ and he's like, are you nervous? And TJ's like, no. Is that a beta blocker or is that you? Which I feel like is just such a fair question that we just all need to be asking each other every day. Like, is this your beta blocker? Is it even you? Like, who am I talking to right now?
Well, you know? But also to be fair,
what happened to good old fashioned rage and terror?
Yeah.
Bring back just drug free, just raw dogging it through life, you know? Yeah.
But also like, does TJ really have emotions? He's pretty kind of even keeled. Like when he's upset, he's like, I'm like really upset. And you're like, are you happy now? Now I'm like ecstatic. I'm like, okay, well.
I think anybody who thinks TJ doesn't have emotions should look at his threadbare carpet because there is nothing left there. He's just his vacuuming. His emotions are just vacuuming over the same spot over and over again, season after season.
Very threadbare. His eyes just go left and right like a Felix the Cat clock. Ronnie, I have a bone to pick with you.
What?
I texted you last night.
You did?
And I said, remind me on the Valley recap to ask a very important question. And you did not remind me.
Did I respond?
And doesn't matter.
I didn't respond. I didn't see that.
You did not remind me to ask the important question, which is, why do Janet and Jason have a grandfather clock in their house? And
it's right by the door. Oh, I did respond. Or I laughed. I laughed in real life. If anybody is going to have a grandfather clock, it's going to be Janet.
Like, why do they have? I know it's probably like, it's a family heirloom. No, I think it's actually, I'm going to say it's Jason's. I think Jason's the type to be like, well, this grandfather clock was passed down for generations, so I just got to have it. I don't think that Janet wants that grandfather clock. You walk at the door to Janet and Jason's house, and directly to the right is a grandfather clock. This is not a grandfather clock house. It's like a like a two bedroom house in the valley with a low hanging hood over the stove. This is not for grandfather clocks. I thought that was so funny when I saw it, and I apologize that I'm bringing it up in a different recap, but I needed to get it off my chest because otherwise it would eat me alive.
Yeah, there's someone else out there like, how can you not mention the grandfather clock? Do you even watch these shows anymore?
It just was so discordant with the rest of like their lives. I'm gonna say Jason like forced that grandfather clock on them.
I'm gonna go with Janet because Janet seems like a very grandfather clock person. I mean, Janet is a grandfather.
You think
clock.
She has grandfather clock energy?
Yes, totally. It's just like constantly like, donk, donk,
but donk, Jason has,
you're like, why is this here? And people are like, it's necessary, it's a clock, it needs to be here. And you're like, shut it up. And then right when you start to relax, it's like, oh, don't.
Here's my here's my theory for Jason's first apartment. He didn't know what he was doing, so his mom came in and said, okay, I'm going to furnish this apartment for you. But the mom put in all like mom's touches, which is like furniture that is just like, you know, mom furniture. I say this because I remember my parents did this to my brother's apartment. And so like, it was like a very nice dining room table, but it was like, you know, more antique-y like, et cetera. Yeah. And I feel like his mom did that. And then he, for every apartment since then, he just carried the same furniture over. And then when they merged households, he's like, well, I got to keep the grandfather clock because my mom bought that for me at my first apartment. I feel like he has carried over furniture energy. Just as you say, Janet has like grandfather clock energy. I also see him as someone who would bring in a grandfather clock from place to place.
Yeah, and I think have that's like mamma. I think that's Janet's mamma's clock.
Right? We're gonna have to see it. We'll get to the bottom of it.
But you know what? If you're in a couple where people can't figure out which one of you is the grandfather clock person, you're probably very well matched.
Yeah.
Like either one of you could be the grandfather clock person.
At that point, yeah.
Yeah. So good for them.
Okay, back to this show.
Okay, so Lake sees Michaels and she's like, do you have some words to say today? And he's like, I have something to read. Okay, Michaels.
Wow. Okay, great.
Michaels coming in. You know, I would think that Michaels would watch this season and be like, you know what? I'm going to come into this and I'm just going to like try and be nice. I've been kind of an asshole and I've screamed at a lot of women this season. I'm going to really come in and just like be humble. Instead, he's like, I'm going to wear a choker scarf and I'm going to read a bitch.
I think he thinks he's a little bit more fabulous than he is, unfortunately.
So, I think he thinks So.Gay has a lot more eyeballs than it has.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Welcome to the Southern Hospitality Season 4 reunion. I'm your VIP host, Andy Cohen, feeling a little bummed that no one from this crew added me to the group chat. I don't even know what group chat even means. Does that mean I'm out of touch? I don't know. Good evening, Leva.
She's like, hi, Andy.
How are you?
Good.
Okay. How did you do?
I mean, like, look at the set. Like, I was like in tears earlier. Like, it was like such an emotional moment for me. Like, Lamar and I literally built this set. Like it's huge. It's huge for us. It's huge for the city. I would just like to congratulate the city. You are welcome that Love and Lamar are here. We've changed this place.
Thank you so much for also including these mannequins of older gentlemen in Tommy Bahama. It just really adds some authenticity to this like Republic vibe that we have here.
I really appreciate the fact that it smells like bar rot and uncleaned bar in here. Really, really. There were no paper towels in the bathroom. I mean, it's just like being at Republic.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, we know you're not Joe's mother effing mommy, but did anyone on your staff come to you for advice today?
Yeah, a couple of them did. They were like, Leva, how can I be a better businesswoman? How can I be more fabulous? How can I open up something on King Street? You know, things like that, you know.
Lake, I love your mom. Did she give you a mantra for the day?
It's like, yeah, like, I'm smart. I show grace. I'm a bad bitch.
Okay, that's great. And I love her. She's great. Okay, Joe, who planned your outfit today? ChatGPT or Maddie or?
Actually, my suit, like, I was going to pick, didn't fit. So I'm wearing Michael's tux from the GLAAD Awards. Ha ha.
Wow.
Yeah, well, you wore my tux last year for the reunion. So I think this year, I think like every year, we're just going to like switch off.
Was I not the only one who was like, how does Joe fit into Michael's blazer?
I don't know, because like, isn't Michael's like 10 feet taller than
Michael's
Joe?
He is huge. We saw him at BravoCon. I'm sure many of you guys saw him.
He's a very tall man.
He's tall. He's wide. He's like a tall, muscular guy. He's like big. And like Joe's just more like, he's not small, but like I just would not have thought that those were two people who could easily interchange blazers. Yeah,
there you go. So, then we talk to Maddie. It's 12 years of sobriety. year for each step. And she's like, yeah, it's my birthday. So they applaud her. And she's going to go pick up a chip later today. Is it that easy? I guess you wouldn't have to prove anything. It's not like show your ID. You know, right. Like, give me a blood prick to prove it. But
yeah, you just
I feel like you can just go in and be like, hey, I'm in New York. Hey guys, I don't know any of you, but I've been sober for 12 years. Like, oh my God, here's the golden chip. I mean, what? Yeah. Yeah. I love free system. Things. Maybe I'll go in there.
Yeah, get a chip. Get your chip.
I should.
Yeah.
I've been soberish.
Yeah. So Andy's like, all right, that's great. Mia, hi. I know you went out a little bit with Wes Wilson. Are you going to reach out to him now that you're in town?
Oh God, absolutely not. I mean, God, he's got to get married to her at this point. It's just too big of a deal. He's got to get married to her at this point. Well, Mia, I'd like to congratulate you on finally doing something this season. Fortunately, it was off camera. Okay, let's make a little bit more of an effort next time.
All right, Michaels, what does your outfit?
I love that Mia has so many controversies with people that she's like had things with off camera.
Yeah.
West, she had the Shep thing. I mean, the Shep thing was gross. He was just like grabbing her butt or something in a bar. Who else? Didn't she hook up with some other Bravo person?
Probably.
All right. Sorry. I interrupted you for that very uninformative break.
It's all good. Take it away.
So then Andy's asking Michaels about his outfit because it's crazy. It's not crazy. He's just wearing a scarf choker, as I said. And he's like, oh, it's for somebody's funeral. He's like, whose funeral? I'd say a few people. We're going to put a lot of lives to rest. I brought a binder today. Stop it. Stop pulling out the Monique. You know, I normally like Michaels very much, but he's fraying me.
Yeah.
You brought a binder. That's not even original. You're like the third person now to bring a binder.
Mm-hmm. So. And he goes, but it's color coordinated because I'm gay. It's my favorite part about it.
We know.
All right, Molly, hi. It's like, how tall are your heels tonight?
They're tall.
Yeah, 5 inches. Wow. I don't know if you know. I guess you did so little this season that all I have to ask you about is your heels. It doesn't even make any sense. Okay, hey, Justin, did Charlie give you any advice?
Yeah, she said shut down the love bombing allegations. So, yeah, love you, Chuck. Like,
Love you, Chuck. Did he get my job?
That's more your category than me.
He didn't look any different?
He looked a little different, but I couldn't tell why. What was
my job?
I assumed it was just his hairstyling.
Oh, maybe that was it. He looked different. He also came in different because I think he realized, or maybe he read comments or something, that were saying he did nothing this season except make smarmy, disgusting comments about women. And then now he's like, yeah, I'm going to change it. I'm going to make a splash of myself by just arguing with women for no reason in storylines that have nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
What a bomb.
I feel like, guy. I think he didn't have his mustache. I think that's how he looked.
He had a mustache?
I think all season he had like a little mustache.
He did?
I think he had like a beard mustache thing. I think so. I think it was sort of like, instead it was more like 5 o'clock shadow. I don't know. I have to go.
So we check in with Grace, Lily, and TJ, and Brad, and you know, hi, it's 20 pages of hello. And then we get to Emmy. She's like, hi, thank you for having me here. I'm really gonna be here. Well, you look very beautiful. Last time we saw you at a reunion, Will decided at the last minute not to participate. Sounds a lot like a wedding that's coming up.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's not here tonight. He's not even in the state. Okay. I was like, okay, did he give you any advice? Like, don't talk about me. And she's like, well, his only piece of advice was to get on that reunion stage. I was like, that's rich coming from Will, of all people.
The Will who didn't get on the reunion
literally
stage.
Literally did not get on the stage.
It's also just advice from someone who literally does not care what you're doing. It's like, do you have any advice for me? Well, I mean, get on the stage. You're going to a reunion, right? So go to work. Do you have any advice for me going to work today? I mean, go.
Yeah, it's like the most basic, like, I'm not paying attention. I'm drinking coffee and answering text messages from people I'm not going to show you.
So Andy's like, okay, well, congratulate all of you, but especially Lake, Michaels, and TJ on winning your first GLAAD award. Everyone claps.
Everyone's
like, so, wow, Michael, speaking of, what apps are you banned from?
Congrats on excellence in the gay community. Now tell us about the things that you've done wrong. So he's like, Hinge and Tinder.
Two? Both? Hinge and Tinder?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And they're like, why? He's like, I never found out.
Were you wearing the scarf?
It was Molly's fault. Lake's like, I mean, everyone gets banned on Tinder. I was like, do they?
No, they don't.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. And he's like, well, did you try to post nudes or something? He's like, maybe I put like Scandi pictures on my profile. I don't know. I mean, he's like, get like a little Speedo pic. I speak gay. Razzle's like, yeah, you just probably had like a really big bulge, you know, like Bob Marley.
Leva, you've been in business in Charleston for over 12 years now. Wow, that's crazy. You went into business the same week that Maddie got sober. How do you feel about that? Do you feel like that's very supportive, Leva? Maddie got sober and you opened a bar. What the hell are you doing, Leva?
Is anyone allowed to own space on King Street?
That is funny. 12 years, big number. Surprised they didn't talk about that.
It's like, yeah, I mean, like, anyone's allowed to own space on King Street. Yeah, I mean, like, we're friendly with everybody. Like, we're a big family. Like, we really try to keep it local. You know what I mean?
Yeah, very boutique owned.
Very
like boutique. Like, Zach's Dax, just, like, so boutique-y. It's where you can do your art and have the daiquiri.
Would you rather a Target or Zach's Dax?
We just want Zach's Dax to cover all your needs.
Yeah.
If you're going to go camping, Zach's Dax.
Wow. Wow. I'm dying to know. What's the biggest tip each of you have gotten, TJ? We already know yours is Michael's. Anyone else?
I sold like a $10,000 bottle of champagne, and then there was like autograt on that. That stands for auto gratuity. And then they like tipped on top, and then like that was probably like a $3,500 tip. So they were great. We actually don't care. This is just to tee up the following question, which is, what type of tip did Luann give you, Joe?
Molly's like, I think he gave her the tip. Yeah, Molly, that was the.
She just gave me eggs and bacon, actually. That was the tip.
A la Francais.
Emmy, you said you'd been written up at work once. What was that for?
And she's like, oh my God, what was it for? I remembered I called the police after and I was traumatized on the bathroom floor.
It was no call, no show. Don't you remember no call, no show from last season? No call, no show. No call, no show. And we see the no call, no show. And Michael's like, no call, no show. So then Andy's like, okay, well, who else here has been written up? And Molly's like, I've been written up once. And I'm like, girl, you've been written up three times while I was a manager. So not just once, okay?
Three times. And she goes, yeah, three times. One for fighting with another bartender and the other for bad reviews. I mean, come on. That was really bad. And then, for not showing up for work because of your other job. And that was while I was the manager. So, yeah, you've been written up more than once.
And then Michael's like, yeah, you want to see why? You want to see what? You want to see a review? Here's my review. He pulls out a Yelp review. And the Yelp review is like, my biggest problem was the bartender, parentheses, blonde female. She made and placed another drink in front of me. And I was like surprised because I didn't tell her that I needed another drink. And she gave me attitude by saying like, I asked you twice if you wanted another drink and you told me yes. And she said that in like a very abrasive tone. And she clearly left the bad taste in my mouth. And like, this place is a thumbs down for me.
Yeah, but a blonde woman behind the bar, that could have been anyone.
Literally. Tamales. Oh my God, there's a blonde woman in Charleston.
A rude blonde woman behind the bar? Wow. But Michaels does have a full binder and he's going through papers like, you want to see where I wrote you up?
Like, oh, also, I'd like to know about this Yelp reviewer too. Like, yes, that does sound shitty, but also like, I can also imagine someone going to the bar being like, I didn't order this. Why are you giving this? It's like, you literally asked for it twice and you said yes. So like, this is your drink. I never said that. I'm going to fucking Yelp after this and you're going to go fucking kill yourself. You know, you're like, what the fuck, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yelp reviewers aren't generally the most trustworthy, but Molly's a goddamn liar anyway. So I'm going to go with the Yelp reviewer on this one.
Mm-hmm. It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Michaels is like, yeah, that was bad. And Molly goes, yeah, well, I think people in general are a lot harder on women. I was like, okay, that's true. But you've still been written up three times.
Yeah.
Stop.
So then Lake is like, yeah, Jordan's never gotten a bad review, guys. Just so you know, Jordan's like, I was like, what? Jordan's never got a bad review. Okay, you said they're harder women, but Jordan always has good reviews. So I'm like,
Is she blonde? Because people are really hard on blonde women.
And he's like,
so, no one has it hard in this world than a blonde woman.
I barely know who Molly is, and I definitely don't know who Jordan is, so we're just going to move on. So when cameras picked up this season, viewers were shocked to learn Molly was fired in the offseason. Viewers from coast to coast were saying, wow, Molly.
Molly got fired from where?
They were saying it in unison. They said, I can't wait to turn on my favorite program and see Molly back at work doing what she does best, bartending. And then after that, they said, what? This show has jumped the shark. Molly's not bartending anymore.
I got a comment from my mother from home. It says, Andy, why the F would you put Nancy Grace on your network, but ask her where she got her work from? What an asshole.
Wow, wow. Coast of viewers were wondering. So, how did you go up with the theory that Michael's fired you because you knew too much about his relationships? Or his relationship.
Yeah, so she's like, well, that was just an initial thought. Okay, so you're admitting that that was bullshit.
Now. It was a conspiracy.
This is no apology necessary. Okay, no apology necessary. Yeah, well, that was an initial thought. And upon kind of discussing it with the other members of Republic and kind of comparing my facts, I think it just became, it was a little bit more because I wasn't a follower of his. Okay, Molly, so you're just a liar. You're just lying again. You fucking liar. Apologize for lying, Molly, because this has been a long time that you've let this lie go. And now you're just saying it's because you weren't following him. Is that why you were written up three times too? Is that why the Yelp reviewer wrote that about you as well, Molly?
What I also loved is that when she said it, because I'm not a follower of his, so I assumed naturally that she was saying like, oh, because like, I don't just do anything he says. I don't just like bow down at the altar of Michael's. And he's like, what do you mean? She goes, I was not an Instagram follower. She's like, I literally didn't follow his Instagram.
No, I thought she was saying, no, not Instagram follower. Like, because someone was like, on Instagram? I think Grace Lilly was like, on Instagram? And she's like, no, not Instagram.
That makes more sense because I was like, oh, this is all about being following on Instagram. And he goes, understood. And she goes, because some people don't understand. I was like, wow. And then I'm realizing now that I'm one of those people. Wow.
This reunion, I mean, maybe I misunderstood. I misunderstand a lot.
One of us didn't understand. So Molly is not
it's
wrong.
Just so insane. It's just so stupid. It's like, here's a Molly plot. Oh, wow. What a shocker. Molly's story is changing yet again. You know, it always fucking does.
And he does this thing because when she's a little sassy when she goes, well, some people don't understand. And it seemed like it was directed towards him. And he goes, oh. He does that thing where he like recoils and he bobbles his head left and right while he looks at his notes like, oh,
okay, someone's sassy today.
I'm only the boss around here. I guess I'm only 10 times more famous than any of you guys. That's okay. Sass me all you want. I got a boyfriend now.
And Love is like, I mean, if you were fired just because he didn't like you, I mean, you know, he'd be written up or at least like he'd be fired. Like, how we do things.
So, Michaels, we got a lot of feedback on social media about the way you spoke to Molly. And he was close to me. Yeah, I got here. And Sympathy Optimal on Reddit said, Michaels should have known better. He's in a position that sets the tone for the staff. How do you respond? And also, does your scarf feel the same way?
And he's like, you know, my apology still stands. That was wrong. I take accountability. And Molly's like, can you look at me when you say that? Well, for Christ's sake, Molly, it's more than you ever do. When do you ever apologize for anything?
Also, literally, no, you're at the end of like a very long line of people. It's like asking someone to like address the person at the end of the iPhone.
Yeah, I can barely see you down there, Molly. Okay,
where are you?
You're at the end of the couch.
He's like, well, I was looking at everybody, so like, sorry, but like, yeah, I mean, my apology still stands at the end of the day.
You're nothing for nothing.
And everything I said on that park bench still stands. Yeah.
So we see a flashback to the apology at the park. And the next question is,
Miles, you were definitely harsh in your delivery this season. We got a lot of response from viewer. Nell from Carter said, give me a break. Michaels, I need you to get those emotions in check. First it was Molly and now Lake. Why are you snapping on your friends like that who just happen to be women? Every single time you snap.
Mia's like, yeah, watching back that summer, the way I wasn't even in the room when you were treating Lake so horrendously, I would never even think about treating my friends the way that you guys treat each other. And he's like, yeah, you don't know our relationship at all. And Lake goes, yeah, we're brother and sister. I'm like, you know what? I like Lake, but I feel like my patience is running out for her a little bit because it's like, I feel like we rode so hard for her when he was being such a dick to her. And I was like, this is so mean. And then she's going to turn around and be like, we're like brother and sister. That's just, well, then, okay. If you're going to be brother and sister, then don't come complaining to us about it. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we just finished doing The Valley, talking about Nia always enabling, you know, a shitty man. And, you know, it happens in all different kinds of relationships. And we're seeing it again. It's like, you know, he's a guy who's going to yell and scream if he gets upset because he's a fragile little man. And so now it's like, what do? You just enable him and then you excuse him. You make excuses for him so he doesn't yell at you.
But Michaels has a very reasonable response. He goes, yo, we have a very brother-sister relationship. We literally chase each other at each other's apartments with fucking knives. I'm like, yeah, is that a brother sister relationship?
I mean, he goes, who chases each other around with knives?
He goes, well, my siblings and I did that growing up. Like, we do that together. Like, it's pretty normal, running around with knives.
And everyone's like, what? And everyone's looking at each other like, I don't think this is normal. My God.
Not, if you're trying,
I mean, at least the Menendez bros aimed it at their parents.
No.
You know, geez.
But also, like, if you're trying to assuage rumors of you having rage issues, like maybe saying, no, everything's fine, it's like a normal thing, we just chase each other with knives. I'm like,
yeah,
not the best.
Yeah, not good. So Joe's like, well, I think it's like you're a big guy and like you have a powerful voice and you really do get great suits, especially for gay awards. Mm-hmm. So thanks for that. But you know, like I could help you. You know, you gotta like soften it sometimes.
Yeah. By the way, they're right. You are gonna like the way you look. Yeah. So Michaels is like, I'm learning.
And Molly, do you accept this apology?
She goes, yes.
Oh, okay.
You know, we all went through a lot this summer, Andy. You know, I went through a lot. Molly, you didn't do shit. You made a charcuterie.
You made the world's biggest charcuterie in the history of Charleston.
All you did was struggle for reasons to fight with people that you could never quite come up with. So now you're remaking things up now for this reunion, Molly. But again, I have to say this many times, I'm being really hard on Molly today, but I do love seeing effort and God knows this girl tries very hard. So
she's just,
I'll give her that. She is trying very hard.
She's just excited to be there. I still will always remember at BravoCon how she stood outside the big building and they had pictures of everyone there up on the side of the building. And she's at those like those steps that went down to the street and she stood there in this big purple gown. Like everyone's dressed like whatever, like, you know, convention goers. And she's in this big purple gown, hair blown out. Like no one knew who she was because like we'd already forgotten who Molly was. And I was like, that girl, I think she was on Southern Hospitality. I just remember she was talking to someone. She goes, wait, I just want to see my face up there because I've just never seen my face up there. It's just really cool.
She was up there. I thought you were going to say she was the only one not on there.
No, she was up there. Like she was
having the steps.
Like, she was having this moment like, this could be it.
I want to see myself.
Let me look at myself on the side of that building.
I would do that.
Oh, you know, not only would I do it, I would take 10 pictures.
100%. Like, you know how Times Square is all just electronic now? There's no actual, yeah, like billboards or whatever. I was like, we've got to be able to hack into this somehow.
I know. Everyone, I know. There will come a day when
we'll put, like ourselves, a little, put ourselves we'll get, up there.
No, what's going to happen is we'll get a billboard on Times Square. And then we'll go to take our selfie with it. And when we do it, it'll be like, oh, template couldn't load.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
dysfunction.
Page not found.
Thanks.
Okay, so then we go to Andy. He's like, we'll leave it there. Hopefully Molly as well. Okay, do we have to bring Molly back? Seriously. Okay, my mom really does hate you, Nancy Grace. Okay, I want to talk about Justin, first class Cam on Twitter says.
Is that like a cam?
This is a cam. This is a cam girl.
Because he,
you know, it is.
Because he has like an OnlyFans, right?
Yeah. So you know, this is some girl. If you like clicked on this, it would be, you know,
cam. I'll look her up.
Yeah, you shouldn't click on it around your nieces. On Twitter says Justin is good looking and has a great sense of humor. This is not real. So this has to be a bot. No one said this who watches this show.
It's got to be.
Wow, Justin, good looking and a sense of humor. He's honest and not afraid to be himself.
He's like, yeah, that's TJ's burner right there.
It's like, oh, I love it. What qualities does Justin have that you wish Joe had more of?
She's what
like,
the fuck? Who says that? What kind of question is that?
She's like, oh, that's so awful. And I'm very ready to answer that. Well, I think Joe and Justin are equally wonderful. I think there's a confidence in Justin that I wish maybe Joe had more of. Joe's like, wait, what? I lost confidence until just this moment.
What? In what way? I was very confident about my bar, restaurant, tennis club, putt-putt golf bowling alley car wash that I wanted to open with you.
Like, did you not know that, like, I love love and that, like, weddings were, like, in? I'm, like, really confident about that.
Yeah, Justin just, like, gives less of a fuck. And, like, I wish, like, you know, he gave less of a fuck. Does that make sense? Like, am I allowed to say that?
I guess what I'm trying to say, what I need from Joe is that, like, if he's interested in doing something, I need him to act like he gives a fuck. But I also want him to, like, not give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I really wish that Joe would be, like, less people-pleasing. Really? Because Joe went off and did whatever he wanted and didn't please you, and now you're pissed and are going to punish him for the next 5 yeah. years. So what are you talking about?
Well, I mean, I think that she's basically just saying, like, Joe, we need you to give a fuck about your career, but you need to just, like, chill out on what you think people think of you as, like, a celebrity. Just do the job. I'm assuming. I don't want to put words in Leva's mouth. God forbid.
I think it's one nice way of saying grow the fuck up.
Yeah.
Be more mature.
So, Andy's like, question. Joe has asked you to go into business with him for years. Did you consider him when you were opening a new establishment?
Yeah, we, like, had a serious talk about a rooftop. So we did it. Me and Lamar did. Yeah. And he's like, well, why didn't you decide to do something with him? And he's like, she's like, well, Joe had a salary. Like, he was given a ton of autonomy to, like, do it. But, like, he was given this money and then he would just, like, disappear, you know? And then I'd be like, Joe, you have to come back. And then, like, Joe wouldn't come back. And, you know, it's, like, bad. You have to come back. Like, if you're at a restaurant, you have to come back.
Yeah. First, it was like, it was their birthday month, and then it was like Maddie was sick, and then it was like I'm networking with business Maddie, and I mean it's just been like 2 years, and after a while it's like we don't know if Joe even wants to be here at all, you know? And it's like, well, yeah, I want to graduate from like being Joey Bottles. I want to be Joey Rooftop, you know? And like I don't want to always be like the guy that's like hosting a party. I'm like so dedicated to this that now I only stay at Red Roof Inns. I'm like really into this, and I want to evolve and be a businessman too. And like looking back on our meetings, I wasn't mentally there. And I just feel like since last summer, I've like come a long way, like a long way.
Since last summer, you showed up at work for 2 months in a row and then asked for a business job. That's not how it works. If you want to graduate from being Joey Bottles, then you have to, you graduate. Someone doesn't just hand you the diploma, babe.
He's always declaring that he's come a long way. Like, literally, it's like I've decided I've come a long way. It's like, based on what?
I said it.
I said it.
Yeah, I said it. Did I say I came a short way? Okay. There.
Notice that took me longer to get here today because I took the long way.
Yeah, but like when you open a business with someone like Joe, like I'm not just like asking you to clock in. You just have to show up. Like it's not like Lamar and I are like, it's not like whether we ask you to come. You just have to like come, you know? And then I put you on salary and you're just kind of like, I mean, I can't find where you are. I mean, that to me is it's like a red flag, Joe. It's a red flag. Well, I've come a long way with my flags. Yeah. I just don't even have flags. You just have holes in the ground. You didn't even really know what you were golfing towards.
Yeah.
But I have flags now.
Yeah. So. It's a long way.
It's a long way.
It's a really long, way. Yeah. Well, do you have any new business plans on the horizon? Yeah. So like right now I'm starting my own concierge travel company in Charleston. It's called Come a Long Way. Yeah. It's going really well. It's actually called King Street Concierge, but like it's on joebradley.com, which is actually being hosted by Long Way Services, and that's be using Dream Hosts, but the dream has come a long way. So,
and we see josiebradley.com. He's like, yeah, it's like kind of what I've been doing the past few years, like concierge travel. So, like, I'm gonna like travel, I'm gonna like plan people's trips. So, like, if they go on a trip, I'm gonna be like, you should go on a trip. They're gonna be like, yeah. I'm gonna be like, you should come to like Charleston. They'll be like, yeah, you should go to Republic. They're like, yeah. So, it's like all focused on like Republic. So, like, we're going to send people to dinner at Republic. And then, like, for drinks, they can go to Republic. Or if they, like, want to go sightseeing, they can see Republic.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of travel service are you doing that revolves around Leva's properties? This doesn't make any sense.
Do you like Bubbles? Then, like, come to Bubbles and Branch or Bubbles and Bourbon. Hey, question. Do you like Dax Shepherd? Well, then maybe you should come to Zach's Dax because I think it'd be really good for you. Like, things like that.
It's like travel, but it's focused on all 7 of our properties, none of which are hotels. We're travel destinations.
I know.
And Love is like, yeah, it's brilliant. Like, it's fun. Like, it's, I mean, it allows him to have boundaries, you know? And like, it keeps him in the family. Like, I think it's a great place for him to make his money.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm also starting a concert series with our new location on air. And I'm hoping to do like 2 or 3 big concerts a year. And I don't want to brag, but well, he booked Jesse Solomon and he's coming in for a night.
Wow, huge concerts. It's basically Willie Nelson. You're killing it.
And he goes, oh, what? Andy, I do love Andy on these like lower rent reunions because he's just so funny. He's like, was that a hard booking?
Jesse Solomon, wow, was that rough?
And Joe goes, no, he reached out to me.
And Justin goes, congrats, Joe. You landed Solomon.
Wow.
Wow.
You answered your phone when Solomon called. Congrats.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
So, well, Clear Republic crew has drama that runs deeper than the bed of Joe Bradley's truck. Okay, so now we go into... Oh, no, this is still good. And the spark that ignited all that drama was a shocking revelation, which, for one person here, sucked harder than a back alley BJ.
Brad's like, oh, damn. Maddie, positively uncensored from New Jersey. Oh, that's the person. I thought I was saying that Maddie was positively uncensored. Maddie, this person says, how can you accept that Joe was in the group chat making sabotage plans to... sabotage your relationship with Trevor? Don't you feel manipulated by him? Well, okay, here's my thing. Joe is very dumb. Have you seen him trying to write a business proposal? He's still talking about rooftops. So I knew he wasn't really that active in the conspiracy. And I know for a fact that he was kicked out of it when we were in Miami because he showed it to me. And then we were really upset. And then when I asked Brad and TJ about it at the reunion, they were like, no, Joe had nothing to do with this.
Yeah. And so we see a flashback of Brad saying Joe had nothing to do with this. And she's like, and that made me be like, okay, then I've got the facts right. And Joe's like, yeah, the initial group chat, like I was there. Like, of course I was excited about Trevor cheating. You know, we all thought he cheated. We're so excited. I was like, yes, Trevor cheated.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I didn't know what Brad was talking about, you know? And me is like, yeah, but like, I mean, he did cheat, right? He did cheat at some point though. Like maybe he didn't cheat that time, but like he still cheated at some point, right?
Grizzly's so. Like, I didn't think so. Joe's like, I mean, not with Sammy, like not with the paid actress. Like paid actress. And so they're like, yeah, you know, and Brad goes, I mean, you think I would spend any kind of money is laughable on Sam. I'm like, she literally got up there and was like, had cue cards like, Trevor came in and he touched my friend. It's like
Trevor kissed me in the street or whatever. And he's like, yeah, I wouldn't spend that money. And they're like, you would pay. I think she got paid in like workouts or something. Yeah. So Mia's like, well, I mean, Trevor has cheated on Maddie before. So I'm like, what's the big deal? So like, it was a lie then, but it wasn't a lie before. So who cares? Yeah, but she had already forgiven Trevor for that and gotten back together with him. And then you guys made up another time so that she would break up with him again, Mia. Like, come on.
It really is fucked
Mia
up.
Mia can't play that. Dumb because Mia is one person that's not an idiot. Yeah. Come on, Mia.
Do you think your relationship with Joe started because of a lie? Well, I don't know. Emmy's like, well, you broke up with him because of a lie and then you were single. Huh? And Mike goes, well, it's more so like the show was airing and it was like embarrassing to watch back.
But like, do you feel like you fell into Joe's arms? And could you have done that at Republic? Because that would have like kept it more in the family, which Lamar and I had to talk about it. We would have really appreciated that.
Yeah, we're actually thinking of opening up a new space called In Joe's Arms. But Joe's not going to be part of it.
Except the restaurant's just not there once you go.
I'll come a long way.
I'll just put it on Google Maps as like pop-up locations. But then once you arrive, it's not there because it's completely undependable.
Yeah, but when you try to find out how long it takes to drive there, it just says it's a long way.
Then you get there and you get a t-shirt and it says, I've come a long way.
Yeah, it's on the rooftop.
So
Maddie,
yeah,
is
Michaels is like, yeah, like literally I watched her live out of her car for like 3 weeks. That was terrible for her. And Maddie's like, yeah, but like guys, like Joe is a good partner regardless. And I want what I have with Joe for everyone here. And Justin goes, yeah, I don't know if I want that. Shut up, Justin. What is Justin coming in for and making all these snotty little comments on the side? Justin, yeah. You didn't earn this. Okay, sit down.
Yeah. So Maddie's like, well, I don't think Trevor and I were going to work out in the first place. So I just wanted to make that decision myself in my own time versus going through the turmoil that I went through. Okay, well, TJ and Brad, you recently went on a podcast whose name shall not be mentioned and said Joe's hands are dirty when it comes to the group text about the Trevor lie. So what is the truth?
Yeah, and like, well, wait, like, I always wash hands. Don't you see, like, the thing in the bathroom that says employees must wash hands? Like, they're so stupid. Like, why don't you read something, right?
Brad's like, the knowledge of knowing?
my God, this show.
Meaning, like, he was aware that this was happening. He didn't say anything.
The knowledge of knowing.
The knowledge of knowing.
So, wait, knowing. So, that's our next restaurant. Knowledge of knowing.
Wow, sounds great.
So, wait, knowing about your, like, lies and your conspiracy? And he's like, no. Let me speak. It was knowing that knowledge. You were a part of it just as much as Emmy and Will were. Okay, so Bradley, which is it? Because Bradley, you know, Bradley's had an easy season because Emmy is legit in the wrong against Bradley. Okay, mm-hmm. So Bradley's had a very easy season because he's been able to be like, no, Maddie's or Emmy is so wrong about this thing, which he's correct. But Bradley is also a fucking liar. And Bradley did do this thing. And Bradley did come on the reunion to say Joe had nothing to do with it. And Brad did kick him out of the group chat. So which is it? I mean, were you lying then or are you lying now, sir? Because you were lying at some point.
Well, I think we all can agree that knowledge is knowing and knowing is knowledge.
Knowing that knowledge.
The knowledge of knowing. It's almost turning into Sondheim a little bit. every moment is a moment for the present moment. So Maddie's like, it doesn't matter. Okay. I came to these people over and over again asking, is this true? And they all said it was true. And that respect that we were friends, whatever. And Lake's like, yeah, look at that little vein popping out of her head. Who's Vane? Was the rumor the real person that you broke up with, the real reason why you broke up with Trevor? And she's like, Andy, no, stop. It makes me feel. And he's like, oh, well, okay, I'll do the bobblehead. Like, okay, then.
Okay. And I was like, he's a piece of shit. Okay. There's like plenty of reasons you broke up with that guy. Okay. Yeah. And Maddie's like, let me finish, you guys. God. It's like, I just feel like that you only wanted to be my friend because you like had this guilt. And like at any point you could have said something, but like instead I had to find out from Emmy 4 hours before the reunion. And it's like, we broke up primarily because of those arguments, you know, like I couldn't believe them.
Yeah, he does sound like pretty shitty things. He's like a piece of shit.
Yeah, like, but of course you say that, Joe. You're like his number one hater. Like,
yeah, well, everyone says that. Like, the whole town does. Like, knowledge is knowing, right? Okay, and like the whole world thinks that of him. Sorry.
And Brad's like, there's a video of that girl grabbing his dick in the street. That's not appropriate. It's just, yeah, because you told her to do it.
It's knowledge of knowing, you know what I'm saying? It's like, no one told her to do anything. I didn't tell her to do shit.
She's like, girl, I read 30 pages of the group chat. Yes, you did.
No one told her to do shit.
And just like, I would love it if this was the last time I hear that guy's name. Yeah, you will, but you're never going to hear the end of it because your relationship started this way, in this shitty way. And when you break up, it's still going to have something to do with this. 20 years later, even.
No, Ronnie, together for that. You don't understand. This is the woman that I want to start a family with. Okay. Like, I'm like really serious about it right now. I've come a long way with this. So, like, I just don't want to hear
it. Yeah, he wants to, but he's a fucking liar. And at some point, she's going to be like, yeah, I had like this guy that I really loved, and you guys all tricked me, and I've never really been that into you, Joe. Okay, I mean, you carry a good suitcase.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Well, Maddie, a lot of viewers commented on you crying over Trevor. Fancy Face on Twitter said, I'm rewatching episode 2 of the season, watching Brad and Maddie talk about Trevor. It's funny. It's funny, not for Maddie's hurt feelings, but more so because Joe is lurking in the background. She's expressing how much she loves Trevor. How do you sit with the level of emotion that Maddie still has surrounding Trevor, Joe?
It's not about Trevor, Andy. Okay. And Justin's like, feels like it is. Justin, you just got here.
Hey. For the amount of times I had to see that motherfucker's name in the comments, people like talking like that, she saw it's like feeling it, like that's like an insecurity for me. But then I wake up and I realize that like she doesn't give a fuck about him. She loves me, the man in Michael's jacket.
So Maddie's like, whatever, like it's not about Trevor, okay? And Joe's like, well, I'm not a jealous person, but like you hear it over and over again, okay? So, like, what am I supposed to know? Okay, who here thinks Maddie's not over Trevor? Anyone? Justin's like, well, I get that vibe and I see you talking about it. It kind of turns me on.
Michael's like, of course it's you. And Emmy's like, you don't even know her. Justin's like, yeah, it's just my opinion on it. I mean, it's easy to admit that you have like feelings, whatever. So, no. No.
Whatever. You're not even here, Justin. I don't know what your issue is with me, Justin. Like, I'm sorry I'm not your, like, you know, in your vanilla villa chat.
Vanilla villa? And he's like, what? And Leva's like, what the fuck is vanilla villa? And then he's like, oh, it's the group chat. It's on the other side. The other villa chat.
And it's called vanilla villa? And he's like, I don't know. I named it.
I'm not allowed to. Will said I should not comment on vanilla villa.
They told me to change it. They didn't really like the name White People Warehouse. So, Will, that's one of the vanilla villa.
I was going to go for scared in the bathroom for my life. So Joe is like, well, I think the fact that Joe feels insecure about it says something about it. So, you know, but
Mia's like, you're getting really defensive, dude. Yeah, you're getting really defensive.
Yeah. And so then Justin's like, yeah, why does Joe feel insecure about it? And Maddie's like, okay, you know what? I'm defensive because I've had to fight for myself and it's not been believed. And he's like, yeah, he's constantly insecure about Maddie's ex. It's a lot. TJ's like, well, Maddie, what do you need for us to drop this and move on? What,
maybe drop it and move on instead of everybody bringing it up every time she's on the screen. Like, seriously. I love that she didn't bring it up. They brought it up. She's like, oh God, we're talking about this again. They're like, what do you need for us to drop this? To fucking drop it.
How many carpets can I vacuum for you to drop this?
Yeah.
Because I can do a lot.
If you're going to drop this, could you drop it on my rug? I need something to vacuum.
She's like, okay, I forgive, but I don't forget. Okay. Mia's like, okay, well, that doesn't seem very forgiving. Okay, Maddie, I am curious. And I was like, no, I wasn't in the group chat. Okay, I wasn't. And it's like, okay, Maddie, please. I don't like it when you put your hand in my face. I'm trying to tell you that. But I'm curious if you reached out to Trevor since finding out that he didn't cheat on you. No. And I have no idea what he's doing in his life. So then Emmy's like, oh, yeah.
Everybody else does. I love it. Emmy's like, he reached out to me. And she goes, what? And Michael's like, yeah. And I saw him at a restaurant in Charleston. And they're like, yeah, he got a new car. Yeah, he moved to France. He moved to France? Yeah, he's got 10 children. 10 children? Oh, he runs a community theater now. What?
Of mimes. It is France after all. So Joe is like, is he doing pedicabs in French? And Emmy's like, no, he just wanted to
be. I thought that was so funny. Is he doing pedicabs in France? She's like,
and because he just wanted to be freed of the false cheating rumor allegations. Yeah, nothing says guilt like innocent until like this guy.
You have to move to France
to avoid the allegations.
People accused you of cheating.
That means it was a bit too real. Sorry.
But it's also with his parents because they're like, yeah, he went to France with his parents.
Oh, I missed that part.
He had to leave the country to be with his to get away from all the alligators. I'm sure his parents were like, we're going to France. You want to come? He's like, fuck yeah, I do. I drive people around on a bike. Yes, I want to come.
I can't imagine this guy being in France. I first of all, I apologize already to France for this guy, but like, I just can't imagine him like just engaging with French people. They're just probably like,
the French are like, why did we give them statue trying to encourage them to hold their arm up? Please put your arm down.
I know, seriously. Please. We're exporting the wrong things.
So, he left the country. And Maddie's like, oh, my God. Like, I would, too, after what you guys put him through. Okay, I would leave the country, too. And so Andy's like, okay, Connor from Connor's Swanner says, Maddie, you never actually apologized to Brad for starting the blowjob rumor in the alleyway. Is that true? And Maddie's like, well, I mean, look, I saw you with a girl that wasn't your girlfriend in the back alley of Republic. And it was an inappropriate exchange. So I went to the girl that you went on two dates at the time. And I said, he goes, so is it my girlfriend or a girl I went on two dates with? And she's like, Kayla. And so we see Kayla. And she came up to me at Republic and asked me a feel on Brad. And like, usually, like, I'll lay it out there. So I was like, protect your heart. And that's all I said. Like, you know, I never told her about what I saw or anything like that.
See, but there was nothing to see. We were walking.
I mean, you were a single man. Like, it's okay. You can get blowjobs.
I mean, I know it's okay. I would just admit it.
Yeah, but we had this conversation with Sir Wieners and you were like, you're right. I was back there with someone that wasn't my girlfriend.
Okay, so I think the point is he's waiting for an apology, and it doesn't seem like that's gonna happen.
But I never lied.
He's like, but you just admitted that you saw me back there, and you never said. But you never said. Then you jumped to the dumpster, and you're saying like, oh, there's a blowjob. It's a lot different from than just like seeing someone back there. Blowjob is different from seeing you walking with someone.
Well, she did say like an inappropriate exchange. And Brad's like, okay, well then inappropriate. So what is it then? Maddie, she's like, sexual. It was sexual. I think she's trying to like compromise. Like, okay, the offensive thing that Bradley heard was blowjob. So how can we make that less offensive?
But Andy is now mad at Maddie because Maddie has sort of sassed Andy off and basically told him to shut up once or twice. So he's like, Maddie, it does seem like you're someone who does expect apologies from your friends. Okay. And Maddie's like, yeah. But I can tell you, I only apologize if I'm lying. And I never lied. And he's like, okay.
Bradley's like, but you are lying. It's like, no, I take accountability where it's needed. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's hard to know, like, without video evidence. But I've always believed that Brad was fucking around with some girl by the alley. But I think it's because I'm a guy. Yeah. And I'm a gay guy. So, like, getting a blowjob in an alley is not that foreign of a
but
concept.
But I remember the context of this was that, like, there at that time, this was season one, right?
Yeah.
And this was before there was the lie about Trevor. This was when Trevor was actively cheating on her. And they were like, and they were saying, like, Trevor's, like, not going to be good. So it felt like Maddie was retaliating. Like, you don't like, okay, now you're going to see what it's like when someone talks about you and your personal life.
Oh, I didn't remember it being a retaliation. I remember it being the other way around.
I mean, don't trust my brain too much on this one.
It was a long time ago, but I thought that it was Maddie just making a comment like, oh my God, you guys, like Bradley was getting a blowjob in the alley. You know, I didn't even remember it being like, whoa, you guys, Bradley was.
Yeah.
I thought it was just like, ha, Bradley was getting some blowjob in an alley. And he's like, why would you say that? I have a girlfriend. And she's like, oh, sorry, but you were getting a blowjob in the alley.
Yeah.
That's how I remember it. And then Bradley retaliated by being like, oh, really? You're going to say that about me? Then I'll say that Trevor was cheating and fuck up your relationship.
Yeah, it was many years ago, but if someone wants to rewatch that and report back, let us know.
I recall, I remember thinking Bradley did get a blowjob in the alley. I believe that, and I also believe that Trevor was cheating. So I believe both of them.
Yeah, everyone could be right. Everyone could be right.
Yeah, I believe both of them in like this situation.
Here's one thing we do know that's happened since season one. We've come a long way.
We've come a long way.
Long way.
We're softer.
We're softer.
We're softer now. So, Andy asked Joe if Maddie's issues with Brad and TJ affected his friendship with the guys. And he's like, I mean, I'd be lying if I said no. And Maddie's like, yeah, but you have your own issues, Joe. And Brad's like, what are your issues, Joe, then? And Justin's like, can I phrase a viewpoint here? Because, like, Joe has voiced it to me that there's, like, a layer of separation between him and being friends with me and TJ. Because there's an issue with Maddie and TJ and Brad. I'm so sick of women keeping men apart.
Yeah, we see unaired footage, Joe hanging out with the guys. He's like, I shouldn't have to feel guilty about hanging out with my guy friends, especially on a rooftop, my favorite place. And Justin's like, no, you shouldn't. Brad's like, do you feel guilty on our end or more or less with your girl? And he's like, I just want her to be like, Joe, go get like drinks with the guys. Like, but like, it's almost like she has this resentment if I do that. I'm like, yeah, I don't think it's because of the guys. It's because you're always doing that and you're not there for when you need, when she needs you.
Is it that she has resentment for you going out with guys or that you're going out? Like, is it going out and drinking or is it going out drinking with these specific people?
Yeah, because
it sounds like you're kind of saying that to get the pity from the guys and be like, yeah, what a bitch. So you'll have someone on your side. But I wish they clarified that.
I don't think that she cares if you're hanging out with Brad and TJ. I think she cares that you're not doing your work and you're not being ambitious and you're going out.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. We've heard her bitch all season that he's going out too much instead of working. Yeah. I'm just trying to think. I'm like,
No, I just did this because I was like, I love how I'm like, Your aunts are telling are trying to explain things to you, Joe.
Well, it's just Joe. I mean, it is kind of exhausting on this show because sometimes, you know, and we talk about it a lot, we're so much older than the cast that it's just like I feel like constantly nagging. But that's your fault because you didn't do that. And why didn't you do this? And why didn't you call into work? And you should have gotten written up, young lady. And, you know, I feel like the end, like I'm just tired. I feel like a mom who needs a day off.
Yeah. No. So Justin says, like, I think the reason that we don't hang out is I think that Maddie, you have a hold on Joe and you limit him to hanging out with us. And everyone's like, and Mia's like, that might be true.
Well, yeah, Mia, because you're anti-Maddie and everything that happens today, you know? And Justin's like, well, I think it's the truth. And Maddie's like, oh my God, if you think I can control Joe Bradley, you guys are insane. Like, I haven't even seen, like, I've never seen you guys hanging out outside unless it's at the door at Republic.
Mm-hmm. If you guys think I can control Joe Bradley, that is absolutely insane. Joe, get the car. We're going somewhere. Oh, okay, guys. I gotta go. Sorry.
Bad news. Lost the car.
Joe! So Justin's like, yeah, I think you can control him. Michael's like, nobody can control him, man.
Yeah, but like that was the whole narrative. She's like, you need to seek help, okay? I mean, if you saw our fights this summer, and Justin goes, seek help in what sense?
With your computer.
I think it's absolutely the truth. I think it's worth a conversation. Joe's like, how do you get to the point where we can move forward and communicate?
Well, that's up to you. You say that you support my business, but you never have unless there's a camera there. And there's plenty of events I've done around the city, and I've traveled out of town and seen you DJ without cameras multiple times. And I don't feel like it's reciprocated when it comes to you and Joe. And like every month, I have a second Sunday for this past 16 months, and you guys have never come to support. And like, you know,
You say you are, but then three or four times in a row, you just forget and you don't show up. And in my head, I'm like, is that because Maddie's telling Joe not to go?
The hot dog conspiracy has entered the chat. So TJ is like, or is that your own decision and forgetting that it's the second Sunday of every fucking month? Why haven't you come to my hot dog stand more? So Joe is like, okay, it's more me being a piece of shit and forgetting. It has nothing to do with her. So like, get that out of your head. Like, I feel really bad about not coming to the second Sunday. Like, I feel really bad that I have not turned my entire calendar and schedule over to being there to witness you selling hot dogs.
Well, it's like different because like second Sunday, is it like the second? Is it like a Sunday that's the second? Because like Sundays aren't always the second. So like, it's really hard to keep track of.
Well, I'm trying to eat better. So I'm not trying to have two Sundays. So,
Maddie's like, okay, well, I support you in your business and you're right. I haven't been supportive and like, I'll come more. So, okay.
Because it's either been, I've been out of town or I live 45 minutes away. I'll just let that hang out there. I live 45 minutes away. So it'd be me having to drive 45 minutes to eat a fucking hot dog. But anyway, yeah, I'll do it. It's a poor excuse, even though it's a really good one. If you really think about it, 45 minutes, just let that sink in a little bit longer. And I'll just like, I'll try to show up and support your business, your hot dogs.
Hey, it's me, Gracely. I got to pee. I'm here too.
And he's like, thank God.
God, why are we still talking about everybody else? I'm going to go pee. And when I come back, I want to talk about hula hooping.
All right, we're gonna take a break. Oh my God, when can I leave this thing?
So now they take a break, and Maddie's telling her glam, like, oh my God, like, I feel like I'm the only one talking, and like, I'm popping the fuck off, but like, everyone talks shit, and then they get face to face and they're silent. And it's like, I'm the only person not silent. I mean, even Joe Bradley's the worst of it. He talks so much shit, and then he's just like a people pleaser in person. It's crazy.
You need to be like a man. You need to talk more, Joe. He's like, yeah, well, you know, I had cotton mouth and I literally couldn't formulate sentences. So if I started attacking them, I feel like, oh, we were never going to like move forward in our friendship. So like, even like Brad was right next to me and I said paid actress and he paid like an actress. He like definitely paid her in workouts. Remember I said that? Remember that part? That was right before the cotton mouth set in. So it was like a really good moment right before it got really dry in my mouth.
And she's like, yeah, well, I'm sticking up for myself. Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing really good.
This is a stark difference from Amanda and Wes, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
So in another dressing room, TJ is like, there's like some sort of controller, like power. She has like a power. And Justin's like, yeah, I don't like how she didn't apologize to you, Brad, about that. That sexual encounter in the alley, that's crazy.
It's like, yeah, she wants to only take accountability. She wants to take accountability what she so chooses to and not for actually what she's done wrong. And if anything, I was like single to their point. So I would just own it. Like, it's fucked up. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Like, cause if you're a guy and it's like, if you get your dick sucked, it's like cool, you know?
I'm always like, yeah. I mean, since when is it bad for a guy to get his dick sucked in the alley? Like, who cares?
Yeah. I'm telling people I got my dick sucked. Like, that's what I'm doing, you know?
Putting it on my OnlyFans. So everybody gets back to the stage. All right. Well, whenever Grace Lilly shows up, a wavy baby attitude is always in the cards. But this year, Grace opened up about personal struggles, and even a tarot reading couldn't have predicted that. Grace, you're blowing with Maddie about the girls, blah, 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 blah. We did a poll on Watch What Happens Live about who was a better friend, and everybody voted for Maddie. Do you agree? She's like, you know, like, obviously, like, I don't know, like, who votes? I mean, who needs it? You know what I mean? I mean, if the country's so free, then why do I have to pay for things? That's my question. You know, even the other day, I went to the store and I got some water and they asked for money. And I was like, water comes from God. Ask God to pay for it. And then I left and they sent the police after me. What am I supposed to do about it?
Well, here's a question. Why'd you make a joke that Maddie pegs Joe?
Oh, I was just frustrated with Maddie, you know, and I don't know. I went out shopping and everything, and I bought this like really cute dress and it was expensive heels. So kind of hurt my feelings a bit that she didn't tell me it was a pajama party. So I don't know. It's not really an excuse, and I do apologize, and I take full accountability for saying that Joe takes a dildo up his ass.
Okay, yeah, I understand. I still think you look cute that night, Grace Lilly. She's like, yeah, well, it wasn't a very expensive dress. I mean, it was just like $250. I mean, it wasn't a pajama dress, though. That's the thing, you know? Because if I knew it was a pajama dress, I would have worn pajamas to the party. But I didn't know. I didn't know. You're a really shitty friend for not letting me know. Okay, you just got over that, Grace Lilly. Come back. Come back. Oh, yeah, okay. What are we talking about again?
So now Andy is starts talking about Grace's journey to sobriety and compliments her for being brave and vulnerable, for sharing it and everything. And it becomes more of a serious segment. I will say this is definitely the most kind of like present. It feels like Grace Lily's been at one of these reunions or even on the show. She's like more like just like a normal lady just talking as opposed to like crazy. And she talks about her group going to group therapy, and she's trying to do it on her own, and everyone's like, no, you should go to group therapy.
Can't do it on your own, you know it's not at the serious point yet when someone's like, yeah, I just decided to recover on my own. It's like, no, like, you never like, no, that doesn't work.
Yeah, like she's going to AA, but she's not doing any group stuff yet, right?
And which isn't really doing it on her own, so I'm wondering if she tacked that on.
Yes.
Because when she said no, everyone's like, no, you can't do it on your own. She's like, well, I'm doing the AA thing. Well, okay, well, that's not doing it on your own. And so she's going to therapy. And she's like, I'm getting more help than ever before. And they don't seem to be buying it. Everyone's kind of looking at their shoes. And Love is like, well, I mean, please continue. Because it's like not an alone journey. And like, I mean, please find a group of people that you can fall on. Because like, you know, as a person who works in a bar, like you really need someone to fall on, literally. I mean, God, people fall down a lot.
Listen.
So, listen. Yeah, especially if you're around us. Lamar and I had a conversation. We do not want to get sued. So.
Here's our thing. This is going to be a hard journey. Doing it alone is very, very difficult. So my recommendation is to focus on your sobriety while doing activities in Zachary's. I want you to get hypnotized by alcoholic drinks swirling around for hours on end.
Just think it's really important for childish minds to be surrounded by addictive substances that appeal to children. So come read Cards at Zachary's Daiquiris, and maybe you'll be around like a Buzzy Bee, you know, Jesus Revival, which is a really good pina colada.
So to remind everyone, come to Zachary's Daiquiris for daiquiris and also an art show and also art making and also tarot card reading.
Next time you're at AA, maybe you could suggest that they do an event at Zachary's Daiquiris. Like it's a good place.
I know
we've really loosened our regulations on tennis shoes.
I know you're into AA, but have you considered ZDs?
ZD is my favorite pasta.
Just tell AA that Zach's Dax also has AA, which is double appetizers at happy hour. I should come by. Really supportive of you. So Andy's like, okay, I want to talk about your arrest. In December, you were arrested on a harassment charge after your ex-boyfriend reported you to authorities and alleged that you had attempted to gain access to his apartment and gaining custody of a cat that the two of you shared. You stole a cat.
Was this the thing that we saw last season when she snuck into the house and got the cat and ran out?
Yeah, I think so. That she came and... Oh, wait, was it that?
That was her cat.
Yeah, we did see that on camera. She went and took the cat.
Maybe
back,
there was another cat. The cat came back the very next day. You know, that's the old saying.
You stalked him in pursuit of gaining custody of a cat that you shared together.
I love this. It's a very serious thing.
You're right. That was on camera.
It's a very serious thing, but I do kind of love this.
Well, yeah, listen, if you're going to do drunken antics, do them well. Like, and this is like Luann.
You're stalking me. I don't love you. I just want your cat.
That was a very expensive cat. That was a nice cat from what I remember.
Good for her.
And she's like, well, I can tell you this. My attorney feels very, very confident that I will not be convicted of anything. My attorney also agrees water should be free.
And so then it's like, okay. And then in March, TMZ reported that you were pulled over in December and you're in possession of 12 Klonopin pills and were obtained without a prescription. They were obtained without a prescription. Blah! What's the status of that?
That's going to be dropped. That will be dropped. Take it from a lawyer. Me. Take it from a lawyer who could have known to wear pajamas today. That is going to be dropped.
We wish you the best, and I'm just reading here that your legal counsel is Will, so good for you. Good for you.
You know what? I'm healthier, I'm happier, I'm hula-ier.
I've never done more hula hoops in a row in my life. Even my mom said she was holding a little dog when she said dog peed on her a little bit. And I was like, Mom, I told you to wear a napkin on your shirt. And she said, pee goes through napkins. And I was like, then where's she? She said, pee goes through sheets too. I said, get rid of the dog, Mom. And then my mom started crying. It was really awkward, Maddie. You really should have thought better before you talked to my mama like that.
Wow. So does anyone want to have an awkward transition out of Grace Lily is struggling with sobriety and hoping to beat the charges against her by the law? Because here comes one. Speaking of living authentically, TJ and Michael's hooking up while watching The Housewives of Salt Lake City was definitely a moment.
Man, the husbands on Salt Lake City can't even get boners, but you two did.
Oh, so did the Housewives make you horny?
It's like, no, but like the season had just started airing and we're already behind because we're filming at the same time. So we had to like multitask.
That's so funny. Like, oh my God, we're behind. Fuck me for the first time. Let's just have the show on.
Yeah, we'll hear what happens.
Yeah. And he's just like, I think it's like when you like put music on in the background, you know, something like that. And they're like, Housewives is your music?
And they just both look at her and they're like, yeah.
One of the first guys I hooked up with put on Law and Order SVU. And it was like, we'd be hooking up.
SVU?
We'd be like hooking up and hear, dun, dun. Like, not even joking.
Oh, shit. At least get me some Criminal Intent. That mob one with Christopher Maloney.
Yeah, well, you know, Mariska Hargitay. So,
you know, she's in a play right next to where I'm staying. She's doing a one-woman show called Every Brilliant Thing or something. Ooh. And she's got tons of people going like, oh my God, Mariska Hargitay, that was amazing. What a delight. Like, really? I mean, I like Mariska, but I can't imagine her in a one-woman show. But
well, maybe she should tell her dad not to charge so much for plants at his nursery in West Hollywood. How about that?
Oh, really?
You know, Mickey Hargitay's nursery.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's her dad. And he has it's a nursery and they have all sorts of plants. It's very nice. Everything is so overpriced. It's a real issue I have.
So is every little thing.
So if you happen,
every brilliant little thing.
That's my every little thing. If you see her
Broadway show,
if you see her, be like, can you lower the prices on those succulents? Thank you.
Yeah. So Andy asked if this is the first time they did more than make out, and they say yes. Okay. You ate a guy's butt and basically got fucked for the first time on camera watching Real Housewives. Honestly, what's happening to the world?
I'm about to say, this seems like goals for a lot of people. So Andy's like, well, Heather from Gay says, oh my God, what was it that you put on your butt that Michael's thought tasted so great? And then Molly is like, it's bum bum cream. Brett's like, they're like, what? What? And Molly's like, yeah, it's Sol de Janeiro for the ladies. And Grace's like, yeah, I'll use that stuff. And they're saying how it tastes good and smells good, whatever. And then he's like, okay, could someone explain the anteater reference? What do you not get about it? By the way, of course, Andy is like dwelling on this point.
Yeah, of course. He just wants to know about the dick. And Grace is like, what does that mean? And they're like, it's an anteater. So, I don't know who did that. Why was he eating ants? That's not even filling. Grace, an anteater. So, I don't get it. What is that? It's a dick, Grace. She's like, how come? Because it's not circumcised. She's like, oh, like O'Sheen.
Oh, no. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it, by the way. And Lake's like, yeah, when it gets hard, it goes out of it. So it like works out. And just like, yeah, it's science. Okay. Like cars go in the garage.
So Michaels and TJ, when was the last time you hooked up? Were there any fingers involved? Did you do it today? Tell me about it. Did you get it on your phone? Could you airdrop it to me? I'm handy.
So TJ's like hook up, like me make out. It was like in New York. I was like, oh, Michaels, what's up with you and DJ today?
Well, here's the thing. Like, you can't like sit there and just like act like things were not weird. Like after watching the season back in the way that like things played out, it's just like, it's like weird to see where we've like ended compared to where we were before.
And he's like, what's weird about it? My vacuum cleaner still works. So as far as I'm concerned, everything's great.
Yeah, but there's only one frustrating thing for me, because like my ex relayed his message to Liz, which is his best friend and roommate, works for a pop. Oh, God.
Yeah, so it's Liz. It's Liz from Rhode Island. I live with TJ.
You want to mess with me? I don't think it's very smart to mess with me right now. But, oh, yes, I'm the bad guy in the situation. So basically, some guy said that TJ came up to him at a party and said everything that happened between him and Michaels was only for story and it didn't mean anything. And TJ's like, when did this happen? Did I have a vacuum in my hand? And he's like, it happened at Cassidy's engagement party. And he goes, meanwhile, Molly's like, did you ask him? Why don't you call him immediately? Call him.
Call also, him. Of course, they went to someone's engagement party. They went to an engagement party for someone named Cassidy. So yeah. TJ is like,
well, I wasn't there. I wasn't home.
Wasn't even at that party.
I don't even know who Cassidy is.
Yeah.
So Michael's like, well, I don't know who's partying, whatever. And TJ says,
it's not true. I'm sorry that you felt that way or what you heard and about that. That's what you heard and you took it to heart. But like, we've also been like really up and down for the past 6 months. So just like, you can't blame it on me. And like, that's just not fair. Like, what else is there?
So Andy asks if he has real feelings for TJ and there's a very long pause. And he's like, no, not anymore. Okay, so you do. And then Maddie's like, you did. And he goes, yeah. And TJ goes, well, you never expressed that. And Maddie says, even before filming. And he's like, well, I mean, I did when we were in New York. And TJ's like, yeah, but when I asked you, you denied it. And you also made out with three people that night. So, like, you can't turn that on me.
Yeah.
Michael's is like, how could he not know?
I know.
He
Michael's
was the fourth like, guy you made out with.
Michael. Seriously. Like, you're like, oh, yeah. Like, you know, I had feelings, but I had to put up a wall. It's like, no, you were making out with guys. Yeah, seriously. And then when there was only TJ left, you banged him. So Andy is like, well, when we saw you on the show, TJ said, you told me that you love me in the club. Is that how you feel? You just didn't seem to back it up. He's like, yeah. I mean, just like after that, it was like next morning. I mean, basically TJ is like, yeah, he'll get drunk and he'll say he loves me. But then he like ignores it. And then when I tried to talk to him about it in the Dominican, he was like, did I say that? Whoa, I wasn't getting anywhere. So like, it's not fair to me. It's not fair to what that you're putting it all on me. Don't make me look like I'm the bad guy here. I mean,
that's true. TJ was the more mature one and brought it up. But TJ also did it in this way, like, well, so do you like me? And are you going to admit it? And I mean, you know, Michaels probably wants to feel something too. Like, I think TJ probably feels a little gun shy because he did last year. And he was like, I do like you. And Michaels was like, and now? And so he kind of like let him down in that nail salon or whatever.
Yeah.
So now TJ is going to make him do it. And Michaels is just not.
They also carry a lot of baggage, both of them. And I think they're also in like in a geographical space where it's like difficult. And they just can't emotionally connect because they have their own shit going on. So TJ is like, yeah, there was an attraction and then the lines were blurred. And that
was it. So now the question is Emmy making fun of the age gap or judging the age gap. And TJ's like, you always comment about my age. And Emmy's like, hello.
I mean, you're like Methuselah over there. Like Gandalf the Grey. Gay.
Like people offer their seats to you when you walk into them. I mean, pretty old.
Grace Lily's going to AA. You're going to AARP. Am I right? Anyone?
No. And Andy's like, yeah, well, I mean, you're calling him Gramps. He's 30. And Maddie goes, 5. 35.
He's not even in the coveted 18 to 34 age bracket anymore.
He's like in a different Nielsen family at this point, Andy.
It's like, I mean, who is he? Just like a wisp. So Emmy is like, yeah, that was I was just being mean. This is being mean. It's a gracious, like, we don't do ageism, right, Andy? We even think someone as old and decrepit as you, Andy Cohen, is still a viable person for someone.
Y'all, even Andy Cohen still has a penis, probably. Has your penis eat ants?
Andy, what was it like in the horse and carriage days?
If your penis still eats ants, do people have to mush them up first because you're so old?
What was it like the first time you got a refrigerator? Was that exciting?
Okay, yeah, I'm a real grandpa in the group. God, thanks, guys. Emmy, you sparked a lot of conversation this season. It was your first season without Will in the group. Do you think that made you racist?
And she's like, I really don't want to like talk about this, you know, but like, yeah, I mean, I'm getting married and like, it just like, it sucks. Okay. Like it really sucks. Well, is there any part of him you think that even like when he goes to BravoCon and stuff, like it's sort of like, he's like missing being on the show? No, I mean, honestly, no, he was like very comfortable and like, look, you don't understand. He's going to be a big time lawyer
doing he's gonna specialize in horse and buggy lawsuits on the cobblestones of Charleston. So he's really excited for his next chapter of his life.
You'll love that, Andy. Horses, just like the old days. They're gonna have radios in them, right? No, they're horses, Grace.
He's specializing in mint julep litigation.
Because you know Will is just gonna be one of these like Southern lawyers. He's like, you see it, he's gonna be like wearing the white pants and like he'll go to like things like the white hat, whatever, and he's just gonna be like, well, I hear that your whiskey still was broken into, how can I help?
Yeah, it's gonna be like a boring kind of low-level lawyer, you know. Like sidewalk law.
He'll have like a wooden sign that's like sort of swings from the thing. He'll be like William and William Esquire.
He'll have like a country club membership, but it'll be like the back table. Like no one really there. He'll be like barely kind of making it in there.
He'll join his dad's law firm, so finally his dad can finally call it Culp and Sons.
Yeah. Culp and finally not a disappointment for a minute.
Yeah, so he didn't miss anything. Okay, he didn't miss any of it. He doesn't really care. Okay,
yeah, he missed. He's
not his world.
Even with the BravoCon, people are like, "What is this idiot doing here?" God, he wasn't on the show. It's like, well, I mean, like, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. You know, I mean, he's my fiance. Like, you know, everyone's fiancés and boyfriends come to BravoCon. So, like, I mean, he's my fiance. Like, he's still going to support me in like a weekend event. Like, he wants to support me. Like, oh, what am I supposed to do about it? All right, calm down. Can we get Emmy a bowl of water? Okay.
Well, people gave him a hard time for even coming to BravoCon when he wasn't on the show. What's your reaction to that?
Well, yeah, like I said, damned if you do, damned if you don't. And Lake's like, he was very supportive. I was with you the whole time, and he was very supportive. Like that time when you're like, Will, get in this picture with me, and he went, as if. Or that time when he was like flirting with that other girl, I thought that was supportive. And he was like taking pictures of her, but then afterwards he'd be like, oh, I was taking pictures of the wall, and she just got into frame. He was like really cool.
He was hanging out with my mom and my sister. He was so nice. He asked them both for their phone numbers and asked if they wanted him to like take them to the bathroom. So sweet.
TJ on Watch What Happens Live. Hey, that's my show. We asked if you'd heard any new cheating rumors about Will since he left the show, and you said yes. And he goes, yes, that is factual. So he goes, okay, you know what? We need to drop that. Okay, this is not okay.
I love that. Like, Emmy's allowed to tell someone to drop something, but when she's told to drop something, she's like, what about?
She goes, I am not talking about Will on this TV show anymore. Okay.
This is inappropriate. I will not discuss it. This is not cool. I will not talk about it with you guys. Not cool. Not okay, you guys. Not okay.
What we're not going to do is mention Will's name on television. So give me some grace.
So funny.
What?
And TJ, and he's like, what did you hear, TJ? He's like, shut up, Eddie. And TJ says,
well, I was in Columbia.
Like, Columbia?
No, Columbia, I think South Carolina.
Is that a place? Oh,
I think it's like, the capital.
Is it Columbia or Colombia? Because I need to know. Because I love that TJ would just be touring apartments like, in Colombia.
He's like a Medellin. Yeah. And he like meets a lady who's like, welcome, here's your Airbnb. Oh, I heard about Wilco.
You would not believe what I heard about Wilco.
So he's like, I was in Colombia touring an apartment building with a friend. And the leasing lady recognized me, and she was like, I have to tell you something.
Yes, messy leasy lady. Love it.
The Columbia leasing lady.
I love the messy Columbia leasing office lady.
She's like, I was out this past weekend, and me and our friends and Will's group friends were like intermingled, and this girl was like going home, and Will insisted on taking her home. So...
Well, that's not cheating.
That's not a strong one, TJ.
It's
especially, not, honestly, if you're hearing from like a messy-ass landlady from like Columbia, South Carolina. I don't know.
Yeah. It's like, Will is not on this TV show anymore. This is not okay. I will not sit here and listen to you talk about Will. At some point, it's just a straw going up and down. So TJ's like,
well, have you apologized yet? It's like, it is inappropriate. All the comments that he made about me being, the comments about you making about me being predatory. Have you apologized for that? And so now we see
Because she went on Nick Vile, of course.
Mm-hmm.
This messy ass. And Nick Vile. Well. Yeah.
Do you know how many comments I got about that? People were not happy with me.
Like, how dare you go, Nick Vile.
That was funny to me.
But he is so messy.
He really is. So he's messy, and he has a lot of bad takes. I will say that. He has a lot of bad takes.
Yeah, and you know what he does when he has a bad take? Well, any take he has, but he's like, yeah, I was thinking. He's like trying to give you some bicep. I'm like, your take is still bad. Like, thanks for doing the push-ups, okay? But some of us are confident enough to have bad takes like this.
Yeah, okay? I had a fun time on the show, but he does have some wonky-ass takes for sure. So TJ is like, he's like, yeah, I'm not going to move on with her, especially after that podcast. So TJ is saying, there's like not a day that goes by where I don't think about how like one of my closest friends called me a predator on a podcast. Like the podcaster asked Emmy if she ever thought that like Job was blacked out drunk and I was the one making the moves when he was sleeping. And she sat there and I'm like, oh my God, why? I don't think so. He's really upset about this. And he's saying that he opened up to her and like, you know, for you to go with the narrative is like really damaging.
It's like, but I've listened to that podcast like 500 times because I was on it. And God, I was I'm so hot. Like even in audio, like I'm just like so good looking, but you know, like that part I listened to so much. And I said, you know, I never thought about it that way because the story I heard from you was that Joe was making the moves. And so that's what I said. And then he said, I don't care about who is making the moves. I mean, Joe's blackout in the situation and he doesn't remember the sexual acts. So I mean, like, well, I just said, I never saw it that way. And then I clarified why I didn't see that way. And he's like, but all you said to clarify was we've heard it from TJ nonstop for 2 years. You never said once because that's what I heard come out of Joe's mouth. And she's like, but Joe's never really said it like that. I don't know. Like, who am I to say who was sexually assaulted? I don't know. How am I supposed to know?
So TJ is like, you know what? And then the next day you repeated it. So I know you fucking remember it. Well, I mean, he said it at my apartment. I mean, like, what if I did something to you in my sleep? Because what happened? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the fuck happened. It doesn't need to be talked about. The fact that like you didn't stick up for me, it's not that hard. I feel like you were just like following suit like of your fiance because like that's what you do.
It's like, I mean, I was uncomfortable. I was uncomfortable. Okay, and I don't want to talk about it. I mean, it's just like kind of like, I mean, what we will not do is bring up Will.
Will
is not on this show.
Let's bring up Will. Okay. So after last year's reunion, Emmy went back to her hotel suite and had a booming phone call that would echo throughout this entire season.
I forgot that they wrote down everything that they were saying. They were writing in their notes app. That was so funny. They were putting all the notes apps on the screen.
Yeah.
And so let's see here.
Andy basically is like, he's like, he asks Maddie, we see a clip. He says, on Watch Happens Live, Maddie said she couldn't defend your actions when it came to using the word unsafe. And we see a clip of Maddie saying, no, she could not defend Emmy for saying unsafe. He's like, so what's your reaction to that, Emmy? Would you like to cry? Would you like to shake? Or would you like to shake and cry at the same time? The floor is yours.
It's like, I'm going to say the same thing I said to Nick Vile. Yes, Joe probably did rape somebody. Yeah, right. I'm going to go with that.
All right, that's not going to help you.
Do not talk about Will.
Okay, did you know that Emmy was watching that night, by the way, Maddie? She goes, yes, and I knew Will was too. Don't you don't.
Well. Okay.
And then Grace Lilly goes, I was watching too.
That was so good. I love that show. I like when they get on the cowboy, they get on the horses and they start shooting each other. That was so good. It's black and white. What? You know, they don't do enough shows, but that's Gunsmoke. Okay.
All right. Emmy, why do you think multiple people have had to explain to you why the word unsafe was the wrong choice?
I mean, it was like such a hard season to watch. Like, it was really hard. Like, I would sit there on my couch, I would turn it off. I felt unsafe watching the show. Is that bad to say? I mean, my TV is whack. I'm gonna get in trouble for this too. So sue me. All right, God.
Oh my God, I don't want to cry because I'm not gonna cry because it's not a front. I'm not gonna cry for a front. And I just want to tell everyone I will absolutely not be crying. Oh my God. Here it comes.
Here comes the white lady tears. We're shocked, Emmy. Emmy, you've had months to prepare this, and your first response is still a Karen response. I cannot. This woman learns.
Well, my God. Sharon is Karen, you know? So there we go.
That's it.
Yeah. So
That was fun.
Yeah, good times. Everybody, thanks so much for being here with us. We'll be back next week. Come to our cabaret live streaming. Get your tickets at watchwhatcrappens.com or our link in bio on Instagram. Also, Monday, we will be back with both Amazon Live at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time.
Yeah.
But then we'll be doing Crappy Hour at a different time. We'll tell you. We'll announce it this week. All right, everybody. Bye. Thanks for being here.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
She Answered the Call. It's Adia Paul.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Our Way is the Amber Way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the Right Foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We Never Miss Her Call, it's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big Yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. You'll Never Hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manoff.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a Spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's Get Real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher. Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't Get Salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, What, Why, Where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
Have a kebab with Kay Robb.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's Get Savage with Laura Wildman.
In the Study with a Candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're Ride or Die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a Whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always Killing It, it's Lola Alkalani. Roger That, it's Marlis Rogers.
The Incredible Edible Matthews Sisters.
She Eases Our Woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the Lady of the House, it's Rachel Sharouse.
There's a Chance of Meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's Our Princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the Queen Bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We Cannot Tell a Lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, Out of a Cannon, Anthony.
Please Don't Stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's Take Off with Tam LaPlane.
Strike a Pose, it's Tori Rose.
She Ain't No Shrinkin' Violet Couture. We love you guys.